As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Are you tired of endlessly searching for work? Applying for jobs, never hearing back? Job openings vanish into thin air? What if there was one connection you could make and that'll link you to dozens of companies that are hiring? What if the connection was a locally owned business ready to help you and they don't charge you? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Expresspros.com.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, lucky you. You got CNR on FSR in for Dan Patrick. Thank you, Dan.
Hello. Good day. Happy holidays.
What's
Good
up?
Morning. What's up, que tal, vatos locos? What's live up? From the Mercedes-Benz studios. The vehicles are all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQS. Yeah. I'm live in New Jersey, Rich.
I was just, are you in Ben Franklin's bedroom? I'm looking at you on Zoom. Where are you?
Close. It's my mom's bedroom, who shops at the same furniture store as Ben Franklin did, I guess. So happy to be here. Union, New Jersey, my hometown. And by the way, Rich, did you know Discover wants everyone to feel special?
I did.
Even you.
I did. I knew
even
this.
Danny G, even Perfette, the Fox Sports Radio Nation. That's why with your Discover card, you have access to 24/7 customer service as well as $0 fraud liability, which means you're never held responsible. You won't be held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard. Limitations apply. Happy holidays and welcome to the, well, let's say it properly here on the Dan Patrick Show. Welcome to the grassy knoll of the holiday season, everybody. The space between Christmas
in between,
and New Year's.
No one knows what day it is, what time it is,
are you
where
sure
they
that's
are.
The term you want to use, grassy knoll?
Grassy knoll.
I mean, there's so many terms. Yeah.
The little in between, the little...
I don't know if there's a city where you can use that term.
The grassy knoll.
You know what it is? It's the proper term, is the ain't quite, because it ain't quite Christmas, it ain't quite New Year's.
Yeah, the ain't quite. Like, it ain't quite your huevos, it ain't quite your butt. It's like the, you know, it's the of the holiday season.
I'm associating grassy knoll with something very
different.
With
JFK getting murdered?
Yes.
60 years ago?
Yes.
That's
the only other place I've heard the term grassy knoll used.
It's not too soon, Pavette. I mean, this documentary's on Hulu.
It's the, you know, it's what Dave Matthews was singing about, the space between.
The space between.
Right, right. So we celebrate it every year. It's that weird, awkward time of the year where you just wear pajama pants and, like Rich said, no one's working. You don't know what day it is, but we're here. We're here. Let's go.
We're having
I'm
fun.
I'm here. I'm here.
Listen, I want to start by saying, give Lamar the MVP. That's all. I don't want to hear about it anymore. As a Niners fan, Rich Davis here. I don't know, you know, if you're new to Kavin on Rich. I'm a big 49ers fan. Aggravating loss on Christmas night. Not the way I wanted to wrap up my my holiday. But later on, I'm going to make the pitch as to why, Kavino.
Hey, Rich.
I don't think it's a bad loss, and I think every team in a winning Super Bowl, World Series, NBA title type of season needs a little wake-up call.
Okay. 877-99 on Fox. Does every team need a wake-up call? Some of you may need a wake-up call right now. But when you say, you know, you had a bad time during the holiday watching your team lose in that fashion, was it like, holiday?
Yeah, I was like the sad singer in a wedding singer.
Celebrate.
Oh, yeah, let's celebrate.
Holiday.
It was misery, dude. Yeah. I'm sitting there. My kids are all excited. They're coming off their sugar high of all the cookies and snacks they ate. They're try to put together toys. And, Dad, put this together. Do we have batteries for this? Do we have that? I'm like, I'm watching the Niners.
Yeah, that was tough. I you know, that's how it works in sports. You think of your buddies who root for that team then and you feel bad for them.
Then I got mad at my wife.
Oh, let's hear about that. Who cares about Brock Purdy's MVP?
Hold on. Do you think Nick Cope was on the update. He's like, ooh, he yelled at your wife? What's going on?
Yeah, let's hear
it. Nick, you're also a Niners fan, so this had to bum you out quite a bit on Christmas night.
Yeah, it did. It's funny. So I was back up in the Sacramento area where I grew up, and the whole family is Niner fans. And I felt like the whole vibe of Christmas Day just kind of sunk a little bit. Everyone was doing great, and then around 6:30 Pacific time, everyone was just kind of, well, not into this.
I heard my wife say something to her dad on the phone. And I'm like, what are you telling your dad that for? She says to her dad, I hear her dad, she's like sending pictures, FaceTiming with the kids, and then she goes, yeah, Dad, it has put a little damper on the day.
Oh.
And I'm like, don't tell your father I'm ruining Christmas because of the Rich 49ers.
He probably could pick it up from the karaoke in the background of Rich singing, Holiday!
But listen, we're going to get to a lot today, filling in for Dan Patrick, Covino, and Rich. I want to talk about why Cam Newton's the worst. I want to talk about why we should just give Lamar the MVP, call it a day. And I also do want to talk about where sometimes you might need a wake-up call. You might need a bad game here or there. Because sometimes, listen, you could say I'm a 49ers fan trying to find some rationale, trying to find a reason.
Well,
but you don't think there is something to be said about maybe not wanting to go into the postseason looking unbeatable. Like, no one wants that target on their back. Like,
yeah,
they're
you don't
unbeatable.
Want to be overly confident. You don't want to ever in life and football, no matter what, believe your own hype. You know, you got to stay hungry, as D. Snyder and Twisted Sister said. That's why I'm a chubby vato loco today. But here on the Covino and Rich Show, again, in for Dan Patrick, always a pleasure. Happy holidays. We'd love to explore all angles. Can't one say that you already experienced that, Rich, in your three-game skid? I'm just saying, for conversation's sake. Or you think now's a good time to have maybe your worst game? I don't know about the timing here.
Well, remember that Mount Airy Lodge commercial on the East Coast when we were kids?
Yes.
What was the first line?
Hold on.
Now is the perfect time.
You gave it away. You didn't even give me a chance.
Now might be the perfect time to get that L out of the way. Because, you know, again, I gave all the cliches to my friends. And if you were busting my chops on Christmas Day, beat it. I feel like I won.
All of them? You said what's good for the goose is good for the gander?
Anyone that was busting my chops at all on Christmas Day, I almost had the instinct to want to block, but I'm like, it's Christmas. I'm like, are you annoying me on the day of the birth of Jesus about my 49ers? Come on. But I ask you, do you want to start? I feel like I want to start with that angle. The whole idea of, hey, a loss could be all right. No one's perfect. I mean, we saw Tom Brady. I mean, besides the 72 Dolphins, who was that really that great a team? Or was it just the time?
Dude.
Tom Brady.
Make mountains out of molehills. It was a loss. It was a bad loss. But yes, a great reason to make adjustments moving forward if they end up seeing each other again.
And then you ask yourself, well, do you want to see him again? I don't want to see him again. But you look at Brock Purdy's four interceptions, right? I know this is a day or so old, but this is our first time back on, and this has been lingering in my cabeza while I'm putting together Super Mario bridges and toys and race cars and trying to find, you know, my batteries for my daughter's Furby. I'm doing everything.
Dude, you didn't buy batteries for the Furby? That's a bigger story to me than Brock Purdy not being MVP. How do you get Christmas ready without batteries? Why do parents always forget batteries?
We had it all.
Why doesn't Santa bring batteries ever?
So, look at it this way. Three of his four interceptions, you could say, listen to this 49ers fan backpedal. Listen, I'm trying to find reasons. Three of the four picks were deflections, batted down passes, balls that went off a receiver's hands up into the air. It was just, I mean, you could say, as Kyle Shanahan said, the first one was a terrible pass. He thought he had Debo on a slant. You know, he thought he saw another guy jump in the secondary. He did not. That was a terrible interception. The other three, listen, yeah, you're going to make bad decisions when you're under pressure, and the Ravens were on his ass the whole game. But were they four picks? Like, man, Brock Purdy, what, okay. Four bad reads? No, they were... picks.
Storyline that everyone's sort of skipping. Not everybody. So let's explore it real quick. Did Brock Purdy have a bad game? Yeah, he made some bad decisions. Was it all on him? No, Rich has said 3 out of 4 were tipped. But let's give credit to the Ravens for putting that pressure on him. It's not like he was playing a weak-ass team. They're a good team, therefore, that's what happens sometimes. So let's give credit to the fact that he was playing a highly competitive team. Why do we give all the credit to Brock Purdy sucking? I thought he wasn't that good to begin with, according to everybody else.
Well, the Ravens defense did a hell of a job. Danny G, what was your observation from that game? Because I'm sure you were sitting with your little baby chilling on the couch watching the game on Christmas night.
Yeah, it seemed like Purdy was pressing the same way we've seen with Mahomes the past few games. And he said himself afterwards that he felt like he made some bad decisions. It was all decision making and he has to do better for his teammates. He was real, and we know, I was going to say he was really humble afterwards. He's always been a humble guy. That's been part of the problem, because if he had a little more swag and told his haters what was what, then it might be a different story right now.
Well, as Kyle Shanahan said behind the scenes, in the locker room, clubhouse, you know, with the team, he's the perfect combination of humble and cocky. There is a little cocky side of Brock when he gets rolling. Yeah. But
it's like Covino.
Yeah, like, just like Covino.
Just like me, man.
But you know,
Yankees fan, but he's a nice guy.
Yeah, there you go. Very rare, Danny. But
it's a
I
rare
ask
breed.
You,
but...
I ask you, the Fox Sports Radio Nation, any sport, basketball, baseball, football, does every good team need a bad loss or a little bit of a skid? 100-win baseball team still could go on a 2-week, you know, we went 2-8. What's happening? What's going on?
Dude,
it happens.
Rich,
I think
everybody,
if you...
not even in football. Let me tell you, my Uncle Joe once said to me, this is the truth, I was crying like on the lawn, I think I was on the lawn in tears. Why? Right? because a girl left me. And he was like, good, man, it's good for you. And I was like, what do you mean? I'm never going to find another girl like her for the rest of my life. And he goes, you needed it, man. It humbled you. And he said it made me a better person. I hated him for saying it. I didn't know why he was saying it. I didn't know what he meant. But
I'm glad she left you. What do you mean?
Sometimes
you're glad
in life, let alone football, you need that reality check. You need that smack in the face. You need to be humbled, because you don't need to think that you're invincible, right? You have to know you're vulnerable to protect yourself the right way moving forward, to learn a little something moving forward. And you know what? It does make you – look, we work with people who I feel haven't been humbled in that way in a long time. We know people that are like, yo, man, you're sitting pretty, but life's going to humble you. You got humbled, and you still got a few weeks left. You're all right, man. Everybody needs it, not only in football but in life.
If you've never been dumped, if you've never been – you know, let go from a job, I think it's hard to trust you, because I feel like, well, what have you gone through? Danny G, imagine you've never got fired or never got dumped. What perspective would you have?
You think you're invincible. You're a jerk. And that, you don't want that vibe on your team either. My only question, Rich, because I do back you up, and I don't want to, but I do. My only question here, and I have to say on behalf of everybody listening, is the fact that maybe they already had that. I feel like you already had that. And that's why you improved your defense.
The three losses in a row, everyone would love to point out. No Trent Williams, no Deebo Samuel. The team was a little different in disarray. This was a full squad that just got their ass beat. Yeah, a couple injuries here and there.
By a good team. But what does that show? The parity of the NFL more than ever before.
I think in a league like the NFL, where you just get, it's completely about matchups, right? It's how well do you match up against this team? How much well does their defensive scheme beat your offensive scheme? But I think you're right, is that every team has gone through these stretches, and it all depends on when they hit and if you pull out your feelings. Lions lost two of three.
Perfect.
They lost around Thanksgiving.
I was going to say, Perfect, you're a Lions fan. Right now, you should be hoping.
Listen, I've got the division first time in 30 years. Are you kidding me?
You got to be proud of that as a fan.
That's
but
awesome.
Yeah, first time since you know, people had mullets, not ironically. When people actually had them. Yeah. First time since, what was
1993 was the last time on the division.
Covino was still hadn't been dumped yet by that high school girlfriend.
I wasn't humbled yet.
he wasn't humbled yet. 1993.
You know what a jerk I was? I didn't know anything.
We were watching Saved by the Bell, first time around. But right now for you as a Lions fan, you got to almost be like, listen, they won the division. If they're going to go through a tough time, let it be now, not in January.
Well, they already, like, rewind to Thanksgiving, right? They lose on Thanksgiving, and then, you know, they play an ugly game against the Saints, then lose in Chicago to the Bears. That was their, like, downtime. And then, you know, you get the kick in the ass, and you come out strong against the Denver Broncos on a Saturday, and you lay 40 on them. That's exactly what I'm talking about. All these teams have these get-right games. You go through these stretches. I think the Chiefs are still going through that stretch. They are still not looking like the Chiefs we are accustomed to.
No, this is
so
the,
it's
this
all
is
about
the weakest,
whether you pull out or not. And, like, think about the last couple of years where we've had, what was it, the Steelers and the Vikings go on tremendous tears, but then they get into the playoffs and just utterly collapse because they don't get woken up.
You know what, Perfett? The Chiefs definitely aren't playing like the Chiefs, but other teams are just better in catching up and surprising us. You know, we're learning more about these teams as the weeks go on. And, Rich, let's go to the phones. Do you think that these teams need to be humbled moving into the playoffs? Is this the right time? You know, Rich is saying, forget about the MVP. Who cares about the MVP? Let's worry about winning. LeVar could have the MVP. Our number is 877-99 on Fox.
Again, Kivino, as we fill in for Dan Patrick. Again, always an honor to fill in for Dan.
For sure.
I saw they Simpsoned Dan Patrick. Did you see that?
No.
A true honor. Dan Patrick, didn't that happen like a week ago or so? They Simpsoned him, which I thought was pretty cool.
A lot of times things resurface on social media, so that could have happened 10 years ago. 20 years ago.
Could have happened 20 years ago. He's been a legend for a long time.
I think
time.
He's been talking about it on the show, actually.
Oh, yeah. No, you're right, Rich. That is current.
So as we fill in for DP, I got to ask the question, and we'll take your foot calls next. Do you need a wake-up call in sports and in life? Have you never been fired? Never
and
been
dumped?
And
in Vegas at the hotel room.
Never been lost? Have you... You know, do you need a little wake-up call? Let's go to Mike in Virginia to kick things off. Mike, you're on with CNR. What's up, bud?
Hey, what's up, guys? I always listen to your show whenever you're on. You guys are awesome.
Oh, thanks,
I'll
man.
I'll be real quick. The Dallas Cowboys because Miami Dolphins. No, not this weekend, but the Leon Lett fumble. When Leon Lett fumbled that ball, and the Miami Dolphins got another shot at a field goal and won, and then Dallas Cowboys went on to win the Super Bowl. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Yeah, dude, I remember as a Niners fan, I don't want to use an example only for my team, but I know Nick Cope remembers. He was probably a young little boy because he's a strapping, handsome young dude that probably might forget this. The Niners won with Steve Young, 94-95 season. In that year, there was one game where George Seifert, I believe, took Young out of the game. They got whooped by the Eagles that season. And after that game, I don't think they lost the rest of the year. It happens. Every good team takes an ass whooping, and when you don't, maybe you're the Patriots
who
finally lose when it matters.
That could be the, like we said, we keep saying wake up call, but that punch in the face that everybody needs sometimes.
And the MVP, right? Who really cares? Again, I don't want to sound like a fan that's rationalizing. Yeah, Lamar.
Cam Newton cares.
Yeah, but you know what? I did see a funny thing that someone posted a meme and said, "Do you remember in the offseason when Lamar was available for, like, anyone, and all these teams like, yeah, no thanks." Looking back, team should have cared.
Well, hold on. Yeah, for sure, in retrospect, but we were also thinking about his health. I don't think anyone ever denied the abilities of
There were some
Jackson
people who doubted
here.
How far he could throw the ball at times, I think. That
but it
he was getting typed
about, like,
as a running guy.
How are his legs? Are his knees okay?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Any injury? I think it was more about injury prone.
Yeah,
he's so young, but he's older. He's been in the league for so long.
For a guy that's so young, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, we'll take your feedback, your phone calls at 877-99 on Fox. Anything regarding MVP. Listen, give it to Lamar. Why not? I mean, I don't think anyone's ever been like, man, I really take way more pride in my guy winning MVP than winning the Super Bowl. Like, Super Bowl, that's the goal for any fan. Like, it's nice when your individual players get accomplishments.
You
I get it.
You don't even have to say that, though, Rich. I mean, everybody, every player, every superstar, every team has had a bad game. The dude had a bad game. That doesn't mean, like, he sucks all of a sudden.
No. I'm just saying, like, if I told you, Kivino, Garrett Cole wins the Cy Young, but the Yankees don't even make the postseason, that stinks. Who
cares? That's exactly what happened.
I mean, wouldn't you have preferred a little postseason run? And who cares about the individual player?
Nobody cares. I don't even think the individual player cares that
unless
much.
He gets a nice little bonus. But hey, right. we'll take your feedback next. And on all days, you know what today is, Covino?
Today is a Wednesday that feels like a Monday.
It is Brock Purdy's 25th birthday.
Ah!
Happy birthday, Brock Purdy.
Well, I hope he gets his edible arrangement.
Happy birthday.
I still got your back, Brock. I still got your back. 25 years old. Think about that. Imagine being 25 and every day having the world talk about you like that.
There go his chances with Leo DiCaprio.
Yeah. Good one, Spike.
Yeah, he's done. Good one.
Yeah. We have more CNR in for DP next. Now, listen, huge thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading card and NFT partner of the Dan Patrick Show. Dive into the action with the hottest NFL and NBA trading cards as the season heats up. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. But that's not all. Panini America is breaking new ground with exclusive NIL deals featuring some of the biggest names in college sports.
From Washington QB Michael Penix Jr. to Nebraska volleyball sensation Lexi Rodriguez, rising star Arch Manning, Panini is your gateway to the next generation of sports legends. Oh, I'm going to hook up Brock Purdy for his birthday right now.
Speaking of those NIL deals, did you see that thing? Speaking of Brock, Arch Manning through the NIL making more than Brock Purdy in the NFL.
I did see that,
it's wild.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray, depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan, see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to keep an eye out for the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Yo, what's going on, everybody?
We are live from the Mercedes-Benz Studios. Covino and Rich, Steve Covino in Union, New Jersey. Rich Davis and the rest of the Fox Sports Radio team on the West Side. Wishing you a happy holidays. And I want to remind you, this is day one of the Dan Patrick hat trick. So we're going to be here on Thursday and Friday as well, filling in for the great Dan Patrick. The number is 877-99 on Fox. Remember, the Mercedes-Benz Holiday Love Celebration is here. With incredible offers on exceptional vehicles you're bound to love, like the EQB C-Class or the EQE SUV, find an exclusive offer on a vehicle you'll adore now through January 2nd. Learn more at mbusa.com/special offers. And the hottest rookies, Rich.
And biggest superstars. All-time greats. The only place to collect them all. Panini Trading Cards, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. For instant classics, autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, and more. Start or continue your collection right now at PaniniAmerica.net.
Now, wrapping up with your phone calls before we get into Midweek Major, the biggest headlines in sports and pop culture. We do it on our show Monday through Friday, 2 to 4 on the West. Every Wednesday, are the stories mid, week, or major? We do it every Wednesday. So Wednesday, it feels like a Monday or Tuesday.
Yeah.
And, of course, Rich is going to break down the playoff picture. It's like, whose season is it anyway?
No,
we don't even know.
It's a puzzle that I love trying to put together, but there's so many games over the final 2 weeks that are going to determine, more so than other seasons, there's so many teams that, you win two in a row to end the season, you might make the playoffs, where there's other teams that you thought were locks.
I mean, there's teams that have won four in a row, like the Buccaneers recently, and then there's teams that lost four in a row, like the Jaguars. You're like, geez, Luis, like it's week to week. It's anybody's season. We'll break it down. But I want to make it clear, and I'm only making it clear because we're filling in for Dan Patrick. We're no sports babies, but we could appreciate greatness. We could appreciate watching greatness. We could appreciate watching greatness come to an end. And all these things trigger sports emotions once in a while. So wrapping it up with your phone calls, I made the parallel that watching someone get their encore round of applause at a Broadway play that I saw yesterday. I saw Wicked, and it was wicked good. It was wicked awesome.
Yeah, wicked.
It was so good, dude, that I was like, I was there like, I was so proud
They're
of them.
They're amazing.
Yeah, I'm so proud of them. I was just overcome with emotion. And I can only describe that or relate that to the feeling you get in sports or watching greatness in sports. So ones that come to mind, we'll wrap it up with your phone calls.
All right, let's go to Englewood and Chris. You're on with Covino and Rich. What's up, man? Line 4. There we go, Chris. No, that's Daniel. Let's go to Chris. There we go.
Hello, am I on?
Yeah, what's up,
Hello?
Bud?
Oh, thanks for having me, guys. I got two quick ones for you. The first one, of course, Eli's classic throw to David Tyree in the Super Bowl. What really gets me is Peyton Manning's celebration at that moment. The brotherly love, that connection, especially
awesome.
Against Tom Brady. That was just, it always gives me chills. And the second one is Bill Cowher. I'm a Cowboys fan. And when they lost to us in like 96, I remember looking at him and his wife being so supportive and saying she's sorry and his daughter crying. And I thought, I hope he gets one day. And then you fast forward about 10 years later and he wins with the Seahawks and his wife is there and his daughter's very supportive and they're all happy together. It's just a beautiful moment. It's beautiful,
yeah.
Beautiful to see.
You know,
those family connections and those real life moments.
I felt that way as much as I, I'm not a Chiefs fan or an Eagles fan. In fact, both teams have broken my Niners' heart over the last couple seasons. But during the, quote, Kelce Bowl, the Super Bowl last year, knowing that the mom had to console one of them because he lost, and the other one, honey, you won, like watching Donna Kelce have the emotional high and low with her two behemoth sons. I was like, yeah, that's what
it hits
a cool
you in the human heart.
What a mom kid moment. Then you start looking at your wife and your son and you're like, oh, what if my son's a big dude one day and mom's it gets you thinking, man.
That call reminded me of another legendary moment, Rich. It was the It was the 1984 All-Valley Championship, and this kid, Daniel LaRusso, pulled out this crazy victory. Like, no one thought he was going to fight. And they're like, Daniel LaRusso's going to fight. And he came out, and he beat Johnny Lawrence, who was a former champ. But then the camera pans to Mr. Miyagi, his trainer.
Oh, yeah.
And Miyagi was there, like, just proud. And when you see the proud look on his face, like, it just hits you right in the heart.
It reminds me of another time in sports history. Danny G, do you remember when Jake Taylor called his home run shot and he ended up bunting.
That was a good one.
He ended up bunting and beat it out. And then he found the love of his life in the stands and he made eye contact and they kissed you.
How does that not hit you in the heart, man?
Oh, look at the time. The show's almost over.
Let's go to Daniel in Vegas. What's up, Daniel? We're talking about trigger moments in sports. What gets you emotional? What moment?
Well, you stole my Favre Monday night after his dad passed. I was young. I didn't really get emotional, but the powerful, you know, moment that was still sticks with me to this day. Kobe's final game, just watching everybody get him the ball and knowing what it meant for him, even though their season was over. Oh, that was huge.
Yeah, that's awesome. But
the one that made me blubber, I don't know if you remember a few years back, Aaron Jones was playing, and he had his dad's ashes around his neck, and he lost it. And one of the employees went and found it, and it was just a huge moment that made me super emotional.
No, you're getting emotional now. I can hear it. The emotions in sports, it's a
thing.
That's
why we love it, man. Yeah, that's it. Your kids look at you like, are you okay, Dad? You're like, I'm fine.
Well, Camino, let me go rapid fire two more, and then we'll get to some playoff football and some midweek major. Chris in Illinois. What's up, Chris?
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Hey.
137. Hanging tight. Maybe a little bit of an unknown moment. You know Jermaine O'Neal, the NBA six-time All-Star. His daughter, Asia O'Neal, plays for Texas for their volleyball team. They just repeated as the national champion for volleyball. She has endured two open-heart surgeries, one as a baby and one in the middle of her sophomore year. And she had the game of her life, was the player of the game, and she aced the final point to win the national championship. And they panned over to him and his face. And, oh, my God, I just started bawling. I'm, like, watching it with my daughter, and I'm like, she starts bawling. I start bawling. Then they show her go into the crowd, and he's holding her. And you're like, we're just sobbing, you know, watching it. And then, like, this was a week ago. And it's kind of an unknown thing because people don't really follow college volleyball. You don't hear about it like you do football and that. But those are huge moments. And, I mean, he was just so proud of his daughter.
No, that's so awesome. Yeah, absolutely. I didn't see that, but I totally felt your emotional roller coaster describing it. That was great.
When you see, you know, it is when you watch a fight too. You ever see the emotions of the wife sitting ringside when
like Apollo Creed?
Dude, like when Apollo Creed got killed in Rocky IV,
or Jinky Pacquiao.
I was gonna say the real version of that for me was when Juan Manuel Marquez knocked out Manny Pacquiao, like knocked him out cold. They panted Jinky Pacquiao in the stands, in the right there ringside. And I felt all types of weird, because she was like, Manny, like losing her mind. And
that
I remember,
scary
moments.
Yeah,
Rich,
very scary.
Rich, one of your former Niner quarterbacks, how about the whole Alex Smith comeback story?
Oh, my
goodness. When you saw what happened to the infection and just how big his knee swelled up to. And
when you saw
that
him,
whole story,
when you saw him get back on the field, that was emotional, man. Emotions are a part of sports. Listen, fan is short for fanatic. We are fanatics. We, you know, the reality is like when my wife said, Christmas night was a little ruined because the Niners lost. That's sad and real all at the same time, right? We put a lot of heart and emotion into the teams we root for and the players we vest our time watching. And when these emotional moments happen, they hit you, man. It's the truth. And on a lighter note, we're talking about parents of athletes. This isn't like an emotional one, but did you see the guy? This is not new. It's like a year ago, but it made the rounds on social media again. You see that clip where the guy in the Chargers looks up at the scoreboard and he's like, wait, that's my dad.
Yeah, that's the best.
And his dad's the guy like cheering on the big screen.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. That's my dad.
That's a great one. I love that clip.
Where do we want to go to Paul? Paul, you're on in Northern Cali, Danny? I can't say. Is it Northern?
Yeah, Northern California.
What's up, Paul?
Hey, this takes me back I get emotional every time I talk about it. When Big Poppy made that speech in Boston after the marathon.
Yo, and he's like, where, and he goes, we're effing Boston, yeah, and he drops the F-bomb. Yeah. Yo, that was straight up emotions, for sure,
it
man.
Great, man. Great, great moments. It really is, and I'm glad we could applaud them and all admit, put our macho manliness aside for a minute.
Ooh,
and say,
also from a tragedy, the Dub throwing out that first pitch. We talk about that a lot on our show. Perfect strike with the vest, the bulletproof vest on.
Yeah, dude, after that was incredible. After 9/11, when George W. Bush threw a perfect strike, that was, I mean, come on, the timing, what it meant in that moment, like, believe it or not, like a show of power and poise.
And not to downplay the incredible moment, but that was only second to the Queen when she threw the screwball to Reggie Jackson.
That was fantastic.
Yeah.
Also, one more I was thinking about, and this goes with covers too, because she famously covered Dolly Parton with I Will Always Love You. How about when Whitney Houston sang that very memorable national anthem before the World Series?
Sorry,
before the Super Bowl.
Oh, I thought you were going to say when Fergie sang at the NBA All-Star Game. No.
Remember? That triggered something. No. I don't know what.
Remember how emotional everyone got,
that triggered
though,
confusion.
At the end of Whitney Houston's rendition of that. They even released it as a single.
Yeah. Yep. Without a doubt. It wasn't a dry eye in the building.
Yeah, you loved Roseanne.
I loved Roseanne's rendition.
Yeah, I bet you did.
Roseanne. I love Enrico Palanzo's. His
that was a really good one,
too. Two Naked Gun references.
All right, let's go one last call to Brad. B-Rad in Des Moines. What's up, Brad? Kavino and Rich in for
Dan. Hey, how you doing? I'm in Iowa now, but I lived in SoCal for 32 years. 69 years old, 6'1", a newly svelte 195.
Okay.
Yeah. I was in Las Vegas at Caesar's Palace Outdoor Stadium for the Roberto Duran Marvin Hagler undisputed middleweight title fight.
Wow.
Susan Anton sang the national anthem, and I'd seen Paul Anka and her the night before in the Caesar's Palace showroom. So the fight goes on. Unbelievable. 15 rounds of furious action. It was even through 14, according to the Las Vegas Review Journal, and Hagler won the 15th round, and that's the way I had it, too. About 4 hours later, we wander out to the empty stadium, walk back in a different entrance, and at a restaurant with open walls to the walkway, here's Roberto Duran and his entourage sitting at a table. I saw him. I went right over. I said, muy bueno, mucho gracias. And he kind of waved his hand, and I looked at one of his hands. I said, you broke your hand. He says, see, I asked what round. He broke his hand in the fifth round, and that fight went 15 rounds.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
The emotions.
And he had hands of stone. So, yeah, incredible moment because you see the human side of it, right? So thank you guys again for sharing your story. Thanks for the call. And we appreciate you guys hanging out with us.
I got really emotional. Let me give you one more, Kavino. I got very emotional when Antonio Brown ripped off his jersey and ran off the field.
His goodbye really hit me right in the heart.
Oh, man, how emotional. Yeah. Just walking
Rich,
out of yeah.
I don't know if you know this, but only he and MJ went out on top.
Oh, yeah. According to Antonio Brown on social media, the only two players that ever went out at the top are him and Michael Jordan.
By the way, have you guys been following him on Twitter, on social media, on X?
It's like a parody account now.
It is. He's just dropping bars. He is just throwing out some randomness. It's phenomenal. It really is poetic. You got to let it be known. When you're done following at Covino and Rich, you got to follow AB just for the pure comedy of it.
Yeah, I mean, he does provide... Like
I can't even say the things he's saying on Fox Sports Radio. You got to read it for yourself. It's hilarious. He's one of the kings of comedy. It's Steve Harvey, Cedric. It's DL Hughley, and now AB.
Yeah, who knew he was that funny? All right. Well, hey, listen. Coming up, we're gonna get to Midweek Major. That is where our buddy Spot breaks down all the stories in sports and entertainment, and we let you know. Hey, do we think they're mid? Average? Do we think they're major? Do we think they stink? Well, we'll get to all that. So midweek or major, since it is Wednesday, the middle of the week. And we will get to these teams that are on the playoff bubble. Who's going to deliver? I want everyone in this studio to think about it. Who of these 7-8, 8-7, type of middle-of-the-road teams is going to really step it up week 17 and 18 and make a push? Because, Danny G, your Raiders have a golden opportunity to go from totally out of the mix to winning a wild card spot. We'll get to that coming up right here. Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win, but that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan, see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to keep an eye out for the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform. And one source of truth with NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
Covino and Rich, in for the great Dan Patrick. Always a pleasure. Again, it's the Dan Patrick Hattrick, our first show. And after this, we do our Patreon. But please, subscribe to our podcast. Just search Covino and Rich. And we have a bonus podcast called Overpromise. Definitely check that out on the Fox Sports Radio YouTube page. You can listen, you can watch. And thank you guys for being interactive with us at Covino and Rich, live from Mercedes-Benz Studios. Rich, I know we're done with the emotional triggers in sports. I hate the word triggers, period, but sports brings out emotion. It made me think of when we were at the Canelo-Charlo fight, and we talked to the great Jim Lampley about why he gets so emotional sometimes when he broadcasts. Remember, he started crying on the spot.
I felt good just about making Jim Lampley cry. I felt like I was Barbara Walters.
Yeah, seriously. Like, he just started blubbering, talking about how when you watch greatness and when you see these people fighting their way out of poverty and changing their families' lives forever and winning championships and knowing the storylines behind it. Like, you know, that's what sports is all about. And if you missed that interview, man, it was one of the better ones. He just he couldn't even keep it together. It was so cool to see, but understandable as we break it down. But thank you again. That's all on our podcast at Covino and Rich. Definitely check that out.
Like Covino said, follow. It doesn't cost you anything. Just follow our Covino and Rich on Fox Sports Radio podcast. But right now, it's time for something we call Midweek Major.
Let's go. Go, go, go.
Hit it. The button.
Let's go.
On the wall.
Yeah.
Covino and Rich gets you over the middle of the week with Midweek Major.
Ooh, I love that.
We throw sports and pop culture headlines and topics at the fellas, and it's like the kids say.
That's so mid. Week, definitely major.
CNR scoring. Midweek Major.
That was nice.
It's too early for that.
Danny G's out of breath. It's early.
When you hear the horns hit, you know you have made it to the middle of the week. Now, before I hand things over to the number one and only host of the segment, this is where we normally roll the big red love dice in the afternoon on our regular show, but we're in for DP, and for the holidays, Covino is all the way over there on the east side.
Yep.
So I have the penny from Benny versus the Penny.
I don't know where that's been.
Oh, Ben Maller's penny?
It's not his ass penny, is it?
It is.
No, it's where he carries it. Oh, no.
All right, so, Rich, you're here in the studios. You're at home. You're going to call in the air. Ready? Heads or tails?
Heads.
This is for home court advantage in this game. It is heads.
Oh! No, I'll receive. I'm not going to defer. This is not a game. This is a game. But this is a different type of game.
Oh, boy.
All right, and now, ladies and gentlemen, the most famous person from Scotch Plains, New Jersey,
besides Judy Blume,
Spotty Boy.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Spot.
Happy Wednesday. Hope you had nice holidays. Well, let's start off with the traditional story on a midweek major the last few months. These certain fans of a certain pop star, have been on the hunt, and they're so ravenous. You know how ravenous they are? They're looking at photos from 2 weeks ago of one tight end and his neck and how there's a red mark on his neck.
So now they're saying Taylor Swift is giving hickeys?
Fans are speculating that Taylor Swift is giving hickeys. There's the game from December 17th.
What is this?
So
what is this? Who's the boss in the 80s?
This is some dollars in the jar.
I don't care.
$2 in the punish jar.
It. Yeah, fans are looking
go
at photos
for what you're saying.
From the December 17th game where there's a red mark on Travis's, I believe, right neck. And you can see it clear as day. You know, obviously when you're playing the game, you might get bruised, bumped. But the fans are saying could be a hickey, midweek or major.
It's the most mid story of all time.
That's so mid.
As Tony Maselli would say in the 80s, Samantha, is that a hickey?
Travis, is that a hickey? Yeah,
is that a hickey? Get out of here. There.
Angela, Mona, Travis.
Yeah, I'll be honest.
Is that a hickey?
I'll tell you this, though. Makes me think Taylor in the bedroom, huh?
Hey.
Yeah, but
$20 now.
Same.
Hey.
Just saying. I think it's a mid story, but I do enjoy
that's so mid
them as a couple. Watching the Swifty and Kelsey parents in the booth mingling on Christmas Day was a nice story. And if you can't look back at 2023 and say, hey, it's a nice story, then I think you're a Scrooge. You're a Jacob Marley. Come on.
I actually disagree with Rich. This is major. This is a major story.
Definitely major.
Because I'm now sizing up my relationship, and I'm questioning everybody else's. I'm thinking to myself, I mean, who's giving hickeys? Are we in junior high school? Like, to me, that's, like, so odd. But I applaud it because I'm like, wow, they're that into each other. They're that into each other where they're giving it. Rich, when's the last time you got a hickey or gave a hickey?
A long time ago. Do you think Taylor's got like bite marks on her butt?
You guys need to,
I mean, what are they doing?
You guys need to step it up.
You got hickeys? I mean,
$30 now.
Yeah.
Please stop.
I just feel like it really shows the passion level of what's going on if this story's true. Because I haven't given or have heard of a hickey since junior high school.
All right, next story spot.
All right.
Hickeys.
I'll squeeze in one more Kelsey story, not a Swift story.
All right.
So the Kelsey brothers may be taking their talents to the WWE, at least at the hopes of The Miz, Mike The Miz Mizanin. The WWE star said he's been blowing up Travis's DMs. Perhaps he saw the helmet throw this weekend. And think that the brothers would make the perfect tag team partners at the next WrestleMania. And the next WrestleMania, WrestleMania is in Philly, so it's possible that it could be a little home court thing. If you remember, George Kittle entered the ring, went against The Miz, so we'll see. Possibly could be happening midweek or major.
Kittle was great. McAfee is fun when he does it. The Snoop Dio Double G got in the ring and gave the people's elbow. Listen, wrestling is sports entertainment. Logan Paul is showing his athleticism. I think the Kelsey Bros would be the best tag team since Demolition. I think they would be fantastic. Tag team wrestling sort of stinks to begin with, but you don't think the Kelseys? That would be hilarious.
I feel like they're the best tag team since the Bushwhackers. They should come out with a routine. I actually find this to be a very major story as well. The Miz makes things happen. If you remember, The Miz was part of the Real World cast, and he was telling his castmates on MTV, I'm going to be in the WWE one day, and I'm going to be a wrestling champion. And look, he did it. He makes things happen. He brings out greatness in other people. He incorporates a lot of athletes and random superstars into his act. And honestly, who better? I think the Kelsey brothers are a perfect fit for this.
Oh, I mean, think of the gimmick and the storyline, too. Imagine, like, the heel or someone makes fun of Taylor Swift and Travis has to defend her honor in the ring. Like, it could be a good storyline for Vince.
Yeah, I think they'd be great at that.
All right, you mentioned Dan Patrick getting the Simpson treatment earlier. Well, another person has gotten the honor and got a little poking fun in the process. After the recent college football cheating scandal in a recent episode, Bart, who's known for his antics, is teaching a class, Intro to Cheating 101. And he's teaching the class at the Jim Harbaugh Center for Competitive Imbalance. So it's more of an Easter egg than an appearance by Harbaugh himself. You can see it. It's a little title on the building.
I'll tell you what, they're
having fun with it, midweek or major.
I think it's major. Anytime The Simpsons gives you some props, good or bad, like we said last week, it's sort of like South Park, maybe Howard Stern back in the day, Saturday Night Live. When someone parodies you, that means you're doing something. I like it. I think it's fun.
I don't think it's weak. I think it's more mid than anything. No one's really talking about The Simpsons that much anymore. So even though it's still a compliment and an honor to be acknowledged, like, when's the last time you really watched The Simpsons except for little snippets on social media?
That's true. Good point.
Rich, you'll appreciate this one. You're not the only one affected by Purdy's poor performance this weekend. So follow me here. A better placed a preseason bet in July for $2,000 for Brock to win the MVP. It was 100-1 odds with a payout of $200,000.
Wow.
4 days before this weekend's really poor performance.
This is the best cash out of all time.
No, so the guy went on a site called PropSwap to sell the bet for $125,000.
Dude.
So somebody purchased it for 100. So when it was swapped out, the odds of Purdy winning -162. Now they're +600. It was not only the biggest sale in the history of the site, but also the biggest waste of money. The bettor actually came forward anonymously, but spoke to, I believe, the New York Post. He's described as an Ivy League grad in his 30s. Said he's zen about the bet, and he still believes that if Purdy has a strong performance to finish out the year.
No, it's not Purdy's over. It's Purdy's over.
Okay.
This is a major story because it's what we should all do, which is not be dummies when it comes to gambling and know how and when to walk away. Danny G, you've seen me in Vegas at the roulette table, the craps table. A lot of people, including myself, never know when to walk away. It's the truth. This guy said...
And even when you walk away, you constantly run back.
I go back.
To see if your numbers hit for somebody else.
Where's Rich? Oh, he's at the roulette table. Yeah, let's see what numbers just
hit. Dude, this guy put a $2,000 bet, and instead of saying, I'm going to play it out for $200,000, he said, yo, you offer me $125,000 for an early cash out? Our buddy Mark Covino had a player prop bet over the weekend, and he hit me up. And he said he had one of those where it's $10 to win like $8,000. He needed ETN to get a touchdown for the Jags. And I said, dude, cash out. He was offered $1,200 by the site he was on. And he said, I'm going to play it out. Guess what? Didn't score a touchdown. Won $0.
No, so, this is major. I agree with you. In life, you got to know when to fold them. And it's kind of like when you go on social media and you see what your ex is up to. And you look at him, you're like, you know what? I got out just in time.
I got out. Just by the way, did you make that up? No one to hold them, no one to fold them.
I did. Yes. Yeah. No one to walk away, no one to run. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. You
it's
made that
great,
up.
It's a great, great feeling, and this is a great example of that.
Always said that.
Spot, you have any more? One more or what?
Yeah, I could squeeze in one more.
Keep giving it.
We'll have some time, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if, speaking of bets, I don't know if anybody put a preseason bet on the Orange Bowl. Well, it's falling apart. It takes place this Saturday, but you might want to just skip it this year. After all, most of the FSU roster is skipping it as well. Despite FSU's perfect 13-0 record and winning the ACC, they were left off the college football playoff. We know that's the whole thing going on. There's a lawsuit into the whole thing with the ACC. But since they're not in the running for the national championship, 23 of their 44 first and second string players have opted out to play, including 15 starters, including the quarterback who took over for the injured Jordan Travis, who's entered the transfer portal. So the Bulldogs also have some players that are opting out, but they're saying this is just going to be a disaster, a blowout. It's probably not even worth watching midweek or major.
I think this is major, major, major. You know what it shows? It shows that the playoff means something. And it shows that the NCAA is doing a good thing by next year expanding to finally the 12 teams. Florida State was undefeated. They did everything they could have done. I'm not saying they should have been one of the four teams. In fact, I agree that they were left out and it was the right move. But how do you then expect those guys to play a meaningless game? Like a meaningless game on the highest level. They're excuse me.
Get choked up.
I'm getting choked up here.
It's meaningless.
They're 20-point underdogs because no one's playing. It's their way of saying F you to the people that left them out.
Major F you. So, yeah, I agree with Rich. Everything Rich said major. And would you say 23 of the 44 not playing?
Yeah.
That says it all right there.
All right, Spotty, anymore? You done?
I mean, I can finish.
Give me one more. Give me one more quickie.
You know what?
I'll give you
a kicker. How about that?
Yeah.
We're all fans of the movie The Sandlot. It's been 30 years since the movie came out. Can you believe it?
Wow.
30 years. Some of the iconic cast members reunited for a two-day charity event over the weekend to raise money for local youth sports. Ones that came out were Smalls, Weeks, Timmons, and his brother. No Hambino, unfortunately. No, was it Patrick Renna?
Yeah, he didn't
show up. But anyway, it was a two-day event, raised a ton of money. They had a movie screening, meet and greet, celebrity softball game, and the writer, director, and the guy who narrated the film, David Mickey Evans, was there to organize it.
I think that's cool. I don't think it's any of those things. I think it's just nice. How about that?
Okay.
Nice that they all got together, raised some money.
Raising money is great.
That's amazing.
When the lead singer of the band isn't there, weak. And the lead singer is the great Hambino. You can't have you can't say cast of The Sandlot without the Hambino there. Sorry.
What was he doing? Dancing on TikTok?
Yeah.
What is he doing?
I'm sorry. He's the star of that crew.
That's a good point. Thank you, Spotty, for midweek major.
You're welcome. Thanks, guys.
I want you guys to think about.
That's like telling me Cobra Kai was there, but Johnny Lawrence wasn't. Get out of here.
That's a good point.
Wow.
That's like telling me the Foo Fighters showed up, but Dave Grohl was not there.
Wow.
Beat it.
Hey, The Sandlot was there, but no Hambino.
Yeah,
you're right.
Could have been a great story.
Man. Now, I want you to think about what NFL, quote, bubble team you think has a shot. I'm not saying a shot at the Super Bowl, but who's going to squeak in that you thought didn't have a chance at all? Because Danny G's Raiders, if you do the math and you start looking at these playoff simulators and calculators, but the Raiders right now, if they beat the Colts this coming weekend, their odds of making the playoffs go up substantially. So let's go with some of the key matchups for this weekend. Well, it's already Wednesday, so you might be like, already? Yeah, already. Yeah. Tomorrow's
Wednesday,
Thursday night
football.
Feels
like a Monday.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Owning a Mercedes-Benz EV isn't just extraordinary, it's extra easy. With full remote access to your vehicle from your phone via the Mercedes Me Connect app, the vehicles are all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. The choice is all yours. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQ.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.